This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Alyssa Kay. There's a dense fog advisory today until noon for Marathon, Portage, Washera, and Wood counties. Temperatures are at or below freezing early this morning. That, combined with the dense fog, could produce a thin layer of ice on roads, bridges, and sidewalks. You'll only be able to see about 1/4 mile or less in dense fog. Be sure your headlights are on and expect slippery spots. Increase your following distance and plan for extra travel time. The oldest living U.S. president of all time has passed away. Lisa Hale has more.
Jimmy Carter, the 39th president of the United States, has passed away at 100 years old. In 2002, Carter received the Nobel Peace Prize for his diplomatic work with the Carter Center. He was also very active in building hundreds of homes for Habitat for Humanity. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers released a statement that said, quote, "Former President Carter was a committed and dedicated advocate for peace, human rights, and treating others with dignity, decency, and respect. Qualities that earned him respect and admiration from many across our country and around the world." President Carter died at his home in Plains, Georgia.
Gas prices fell again last week, dropping 5.9 cents per gallon for an average of 2.75 across the state. This is 2.7 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and 5.7 cents higher than this time last year. 2024 marks the second year in a row of declining prices on the national level as we close out the year. We may see some hikes at gas stations over the next week in our area. Officials at Gas Buddy expect another price cycle in the Great Lakes region, but overall, the national average should remain mostly stable. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.48 to $2.79 per gallon. Driving in dense fog can make you feel disoriented. Brittany Merlot has some tips to help you get home safely.
First things first, most cars are equipped with fog lights. This is the time to use them, and only have the low-beam fog lights on. Using your car's high beams can severely decrease your visibility even more, because the stronger beams reflect off the water particles in the fog and make it appear denser. Also, use your windshield wipers. They'll help keep the glass clear, even if it's not raining. Putting them on the lowest possible setting should work well. And turn on your defroster, because fog occurs in high humidity, so it's a good time to flip that defrost function on. This will help dry off the inside of your car's windows. And drive slow. Keep a lookout for other vehicles. Never slam on your brakes and keep a longer following distance. Now I know this may be your first instinct, as you may not feel comfortable losing sight of others. It's safer. The time between you and other cars should be 9 to 12 seconds in dense fog. And if you feel disoriented, pull over to the side of the road and put your hazard lights on.
Hours will change this week for Southwood County YMCA locations in Wisconsin Rapids and Adams. On Tuesday, the Rapids location will close at noon, and in Adams, they will close at 2 p.m. Beginning on Wednesday, January 1st, members who pay for the key fob will have 24/7 access in Wisconsin Rapids beginning at 4 p.m. when business hours end. The Adams location will not be open on Wednesday at all. The Port Edwards main building will close until further notice beginning January 1st. This doesn't include the Youth Center gymnastics building. If you have questions, call the Wisconsin Rapids location at 715-818-9622 or Adams at 608-472-5400. Former President Jimmy Carter has passed away at 100 years old. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers said, "Former President Jimmy Carter was a committed and dedicated advocate for peace, human rights, and treating others with dignity, decency, and respect." Carter served one term as president after being elected in 1976. In 2002, he won a Nobel Peace Prize for his work with the Carter Center. Cold and flu season is here, even if the snow isn't. Brittany Merlot has some tips on how to help treat your common cold.
Got that common winter cold coming on? You should know that there are common mistakes happening when people pick up over-the-counter medicines.
Patients at times may not read the labels or know what the active ingredients are in each medication.
That's Stetson Petrikis, an Aspyris Pharmacy resident. He said that sometimes people are taking two different products with the same ingredients in them, which doubles the dose and may increase side effects.
It is best to talk to your doctor when, say, if you have a cough, if you've been trying to treat it over the counter and it's been about a week and then the cough gets worse, let your provider know.
He says read the label and make sure it's not a combination product.
A $7 million federal grant is coming to Wisconsin to help drug users. Stuart J. Waddles has the story.
The state DOJ is on the receiving end of the money that will be used to enhance the accessibility of substance abuse treatment options. What's called the Wisconsin Deflection Program focuses on providing early intervention and support for people struggling with addiction. It's a collaborative effort between healthcare providers, law enforcement, and emergency services.
You can call 211 for help finding local resources. If you're having a mental health crisis, call 988. An air quality trend report released by the DNR covers the past 20 years of pollutants regulated under the Clean Air Act. Brittany Merlot tells us what they found.
Wildfire smoke events in 2023 resulted in the DNR issuing 15 air quality advisories, which is almost five times higher than the average over the past 12 years. The report looked at ground-level ozone, sulfur dioxide, nitrogen dioxide, carbon monoxide, particle pollution, and lead. And what burned in Canada last year was over 2 million acres bigger than the state of Wisconsin. That's six times the annual average and charred 5% of the entire Canadian forest. And that smoke contained ozone-forming pollutants, which, combined with warmer-than-usual summer temperatures, contributed to increased ozone concentrations. Wisconsin has implemented many programs that have reduced emissions of ozone-causing pollutants, but still, these emission reductions have not resulted in the attainment of the 2015 ozone standard.
Wisconsin has lost almost one in five of its newspapers in the past year. This year alone, 130 papers nationwide shut down. But amid an increasing climate of misinformation and media distrust among some Americans, the news outlets they say they trust the most are community newspapers. UW-Madison professor Robert Aysen.
It seems less and less that we're willing or able to see things that we may share in common. And that's exacerbated by a media ecosystem where we're not even getting the same information, where we're not even sharing the same basic set of facts.
In the survey, 74% of Americans believe not having a local newspaper would seriously impact their community. Yet more than half of all counties in the U.S. have just one local news outlet, or none at all. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers are swept by the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. For the second time this season, the Packers lost to the Vikings, again by just 2 points, the final 27-25 at U.S. Bank Stadium. Packers running back Josh Jacobs asked, if the team has lost any confidence after being swept by both the Lions and now the Vikings this season.
Not at all. I told our guys at halftime, believe in ourselves. At the end of the day, like I said, we did a lot of things I feel like was on us. So I told our guys, believe in ourselves. I don't think it was nobody in here that believed that we were just going to lose. I think everybody had the belief that we was going to pull it out some type of way. We just fell short today.
The Packers will host the Bears next Sunday at noon. Men's college hockey. The Badgers beat the UConn Huskies 4-3 to win the holiday faceoff at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee. It's the third time in 4 years Wisconsin has won the tournament. NBA, the Bucks are in Indianapolis tomorrow afternoon against the Pacers on New Year's Eve. Tip-off time at 2 p.m. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's one of Pete's picks, Wisconsin. Check out the film Conclave. The film tells the story of the cardinals converging on Rome to select the next pope. Ray Fiennes is our access character who manages the whole scene as potential candidates jockey for position to become the next pontiff. Lots of unexpected twists and great storytelling. In addition to Fiennes, the film stars John Lithgow, Stanley Tucci, and Isabella Rossellini. Just under 2 hours, but doesn't feel like it. Check it out. So much TV to watch, so little time. If you're a horror fan, check out TheWrap.com's recent list of the best horror episodic TV shows from 2024, which include AMC's Interview with a Vampire Season 2, Paramount Plus's last season of Evil, which The Wrap called an almost perfect show. Walking Dead fans will be thrilled to hear that Rick and Michonne's show, The Ones Who Live, was also on the list, as was a show many horror fans have talked about called What We Do in the Shadows. Check out the full list and watch them all. Batman fans eagerly awaiting the second installment of the new franchise will have to tap the brakes. Variety reports that the Matt Reeves-directed Batman 2 has been delayed a year and will now hit theaters in 2027. The film was originally slated for an IMAX release that would hit theaters October 2nd of 2026. Warner Brothers has announced that taking those screens will be a new Tom Cruise film that they are hoping to get on the big screen to qualify for the 2026 Oscar season. Here's one of Pete's picks. The Order, starring Jude Law as an FBI agent tracking a white supremacist group, is a really solid watch. Based on a true story from the 1980s, Law tracks the gang as they rob banks and set bombs off, terrorizing the Pacific Northwest. The film has good action and is a great detective story. The Order also stars Nicholas Hoult as the leader of the criminal group, Ty Sheridan as a local sheriff's deputy, and Journey Smollett as an FBI agent. The film has been a hit with critics and audiences alike. Strongly recommend. Looking ahead to 2025, Variety has put out its annual list of most anticipated movies. As you might have guessed, there are a lot of franchise and superhero films headed our way. Marvel is expected to release Captain America, Brave New World, Thunderbolts, and the Fantastic Four, First Steps. And believe it or not, Hollywood has a few sequels they are planning to throw at us in the new year, including a Jurassic Park film and Five Nights at Freddy's Part 2. Another superhero flick, James Gunn's Superman, will also hit theaters in June. There will be a healthy assortment of family films, including Paddington in Peru, a Minecraft movie, Zootopia 2, and SpongeBob, The Search for SquarePants. I need a pair of those after the holidays. Looking well into next year, Hollywood will not let you forget that the second installment of Wicked, Wicked for Good, opens next Thanksgiving. If that wasn't enough, James Cameron will also be putting out yet another Avatar film. Horror fans can also look forward to the third installment of Danny Boyle's 28 Days trilogy. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with areas of dense fog still lingering and returning once again tonight. High temperatures stay mild today, reaching the upper 30s and slide below freezing to near 30 tonight. And we've got chances of light snow arriving tomorrow afternoon. Accumulations look small, but it'll still be slick and slippery. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.